Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. It's the Felger and Maz program. I'm Marshall Hook. That's Ted Johnson, Mike O'Brien, Jimmy and Billy, and some lovely intern there.
Chris is a wonderful intern.
Chris. I love Chris. He's the best guy. I had to yell at him a little earlier, but that was about something completely unrelated.
Nice of you to do so.
Yeah, thank you. I believe I yelled at him right after you did, so it worked out well. Hey, listen, it's an agenda-free Friday, and that, of course, is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. And I made promises, and I'm here to fulfill them. Patrick, in New Jersey, which I love New Jersey. It's where I grew up. It was where I was born and raised. Welcome to the program.
Good to hear it. Happy Friday, guys. Great job.
Thank you. Same to you.
Hey, I just got to get some off my chest. Danny Ainge's maneuvers. If you could just give me a minute, and then I just wanted to ask Jimmy a question.
You got
to
go fast. A lot of callers, okay. A lot of people waiting. That's what Felger would tell you.
All right. So we trade, Danny trades for Kyrie Irving. I don't know if he vetted him or not, but he obviously had problems at the end with Cleveland. Fine. That blocked him from getting Anthony Davis. We'll get to that. Next year, I guess it was that same season, had a chance to trade Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard. Didn't do that. So, basically, we could have had AD and Kawhi Leonard. Even if it was for a one-year rental with Horford, whatever else, that's a championship. And then who cares if they leave? We have a championship.
All right. I kind of care if they leave. Can you make both those deals? Like, I understand that Kyrie Irving's presence here and the contractual, you know, rules of the NBA was why you couldn't get Anthony Davis. I get that. But you already had Kyrie. So is this guy engaging in a, like, multi-step revisionist thing where you go back in time and you don't trade for Kyrie Irving because you know that Kawhi Leonard is up? Because when Danny Ainge had, we're told, maybe the opportunity to get Kawhi Leonard, they already had Kyrie Irving. So I'm guessing if you would have had to trade Kyrie Irving in the deal to get Kawhi Leonard, like – I get that sitting here.
Hook, I'll simplify it for you, and I'll do it quickly, okay?
Yeah, what do you got?
So, I think the Celtics got Kyrie Irving because he was friends with Anthony Davis.
Okay.
And they were just going to wait it out until they could play together on the same team. That's where you trade Tatum and Brown, and you get Anthony Davis. What would have been this offseason when Kyrie Irving is under a new contract?
Yes.
That didn't happen.
No.
Because Kyrie Irving during the season probably poisoned Anthony Davis's mind and made him be very vocal about not wanting to go to Boston long term.
So if you put that together, and
That's everything that you made sense.
So maybe to go back to Patrick from New Jersey, the Garden State's point, there is no scenario where you get Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis playing here this year. Or last year for that matter. That doesn't happen.
That feels accurate.
Yeah. So his dream team of those two guys playing for the Celtics, that can't happen. There you go.
But the Kawhi Leonard playing with Kyrie Irving this year.
No, that could, because I believe if I, and again, Jimmy, you know better than me, I believe any talk of trading for Kawhi Leonard would have involved trading Kyrie Irving away as part of that deal.
No, so I know that I feel strongly in saying
yes.
that the Celtics last summer offered Kyrie Irving for Kawhi Leonard and were told no.
Okay.
I think San Antonio wanted Jalen Brown.
Okay,
for Kawhi
so they
Leonard
could have
Danny
had
Ainge
both those players at the same time. But yeah, I don't know if that team does well either. Like, obviously, Kawhi Leonard
point.
Went to Toronto and won a championship.
Yep.
And Kyrie Irving, there were some issues.
There was harmony, though, in Toronto,
yeah.
right? I mean, there was they all got along, and things worked out for them. And, you know, you had a leader in Kawhi Leonard, even though he was only there for a year, who was committed, right? I mean, he wasn't committed long-term, but he was committed to that season.
He was committed for that one year.
And he wasn't
Kyrie Irving was not committed last year.
No, no, exactly. So he wasn't talking about his pending free agency, and he wasn't, tired of answering questions about that. And so he was there. He was fully engaged. He was happy, and they won the whole damn thing.
All right, Mike O'Brien threw out the bait 3 hours ago. Nick in New Hampshire wants to talk about the Bruins.
Hey, guys. So two of the things that are – just has been driving me nuts is the fact that we're still paying for two guys that are no longer on the team. You have one in Dennis Seidenberg, brings along a hit of 1.17, and Matt Bolesky, who brings on a hit of 1.9 million. Combine that, you get around 3 million ish. Add that to the cap at the beginning of the offseason, and you get around 15. With everybody that you signed, you should still be able to sign McAvoy and Carlo.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. That's all I got.
I'm going to look to Mike O'Brien for this one because I think you had something to say a moment ago, and I cut you off. So
no, it was more about the point before.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's not wrong.
Okay.
He's not wrong. I mean, I know those are being paid out, and
yeah.
I wish I knew enough about the salary cap to say that that is whether that's just being paid or whether that actually goes against the cap.
Here's what I'm going to say. In either case, I feel like when I hear criticisms like this, and you can hear it against any team in any sport, like, you know, we hear it about the Red Sox with Pablo Sandoval and, you know, Rusny Castillo and all this money that is being played to players who aren't playing on the major league team. I think that's kind of the point. Like, every team in every sport, I think, has this thing. And I'm willing to bet that if I went through NHL rosters, I would find plenty of teams that are paying plenty of money to players who aren't playing. Like, that's just part of professional sports. You sign guys, I guess, except for football, because, you know, they just blow you guys out.
Yeah, they're definitely
not
alone. And it does count against a cap. He is correct. So, they're hardly the only team.
Oftentimes, when I hear these calls, it's like an indictment of the management for, look at this horrible thing that they've done. And sure, if you could go back in time, every team has contracts they wish they could undo. But every team has contracts they wish they could undo. And in the case of some of these guys, they're injured, right? So, that's just the part of the scenario.
Well, if you hate the contract, you bought him out. If you kept him on the roster with a horrible contract, you'd be paying him $3.8 million. So there you go. You have to retain 50% of the salary. Maybe not a great contract. Actually, definitely wasn't a good contract when they gave it to Bolesky back in the day. That was a highly criticized signing by the Bruins at the time. So I understand you don't like the cap hit now, but it's the best you can do with the bad contract that was given out at the time. So, Don Sweeney needs to figure things out in terms of David Bax's contract. That's been much talked about. And just he's got to make a move or do something.
Does anybody take that contract, though? I mean, for the most part, the Bruins are stuck with David Bax.
Well, they're stuck with them, unless you want to give a first-round draft pick and something else. Because Patrick Marleau, who had a better season than Backes, set the price with the Carolina Hurricanes when they gave Marleau and a first-round draft pick and then traded some later picks and later rounds to make that happen. So if you're the Bruins and you want to give a first and, I don't know, a third at some point, that's probably the price right now.
I mean, because here's the thing. Like, all those contracts he mentioned, that's not where I'm going to say the mistakes were made. I think we can all agree it was the Backus contract, because everything he talked about, I think if you got rid of the Backus contract, that's also fixes all of your problems
are fixed,
at that point.
Right.
So if you want to look at the malpractice of the general manager, it's giving David Backus the contract he gave him. Dan, in the car, welcome to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello?
Yes, Dan, go ahead.
How you doing, guys? I'll try to be quick. So the 18-game season sounds good in theory, but I think it's got a lot of flaws. You'd almost have to expand the roster due to injury.
Dramatically so, I think.
Yeah, so if you got Tom Brady sitting and then Hoyer gets injured, what do you do at quarterback? But that's not why I called. I did have to ask Ted a question. You touched on Curtis Martin earlier, and one of my favorite Patriots of all time. But they let him go. They drafted Robert Edwards in 98, had a great rookie season. What do you think his potential could have been had he not been injured and on the shelf for 2 years?
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
That's a good question. I think Robert Edwards, I think, had a bright future. I don't know what he had his rookie year in 1998. Robert Edwards out of Georgia, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, where it's just a factory, it seems like. Robert Edwards, I just remember the gut punch that was when we found out at the Pro Bowl.
Beach volleyball
or flag sand volleyball,
whatever
playing.
It was.
Yeah, it was one of those. You know,
something in the sand.
Something they shouldn't have been doing in the sand. He tears his ACL and was never the same player. Went and played for the Dolphins. That's a, you know what? Robert Edwards was a sleek. He wasn't a bruising running back, but a sleek kind of Edgerrin James type of running back. Good at avoiding contact. Very good in the open space. If he needed to run between the tackles, he could. He was a very talented back. I thought that was a really, really great pickup for us. I don't know what his ceiling would be. I would say like an Edgerrin James type of career, which was a damn good one for the Colts. So I think he could have had a decently long career at that position, you know, where you catch, 30, 40 balls out of the backfield and rush over for over 200 attempts and maybe get, 1,000, anywhere from 900 to 1,200 yards a season. That's the kind of player that I think Robert Edwards could have been if he didn't get his ACL tear in that stupid flag football game on the beach. Damn it. That was a crusher for us.
It was. I mean, and again, you can speak as a player and I can speak as a fan, and I can tell you it was the same thing for the fans.
Yeah.
And if you continue to follow the thing, I talked about going to the Super Bowl and then losing Parcells and losing Curtis Martin. And then this kid comes along and you're like, all right, well, you know what? We're back on a track here and this is great news. And then you get this news out of Hawaii that this ridiculous game, which was not something he was doing often. This was an NFL, sanctioned covered event, as I recall. Mm-hmm. This was part of the Pro Bowl. It wasn't some side thing he was doing while at the Pro Bowl. This was part of the NFL activities, and he blows out his knee.
I'll just give you his rookie stats. Robert Edwards, he had his rookie year, he had 291 rush attempts for 1,100 yards. My goodness. And receiving, he had 35 catches out of the backfield. So yep. I was kind of in that wheelhouse. He was capable of at least 1,000 yards rushing and 200 yards receiving. That's the kind of player. And that's a very impressive 1,100 yards your rookie year, please. Robert Edwards was going to be a damn good player in this league. And it's unfortunate that he went out like most guys go out, not on their own terms and with an injury.
617-779-0985. I'll continue my promise of taking calls after a quick break here. Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This is Felger and Maz on 98.5.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. It's the Felger and Mavs Show. Marshall Hook, Ted Johnson, Michael Bryan here. And on an agenda-free Friday, we're taking your calls about whatever it is you'd like to talk about. Ken in New Hampshire wants to fix all of the problems in Major League Baseball. What's up, Ken?
Yeah, I can fix them, but I'm hearing your football stuff, so I want to rattle something off really quick on football, and that is go to a 17-game schedule. Everybody plays one game on a neutral field. That's 16 games on a neutral field. You could put 8 in London, 4 in Mexico, whatever they want to do. Have the bye week after they play the road game out of the country. Then they play their Thursday night game. Get rid of one or two preseason games. To fix baseball, you go start off with a 1-1 count. You can start it next spring training and play the first 3 or 4 games that way. We do it in softball, and you would have 2 less pitchers that you would need, but you could add a couple of bench players. And you could get rid of the DH, and every time the pitcher comes up to the plate, you can pinch hit for him if you want. The bench player comes out of the game if the pitcher goes back in the game, or vice versa. And
all right,
Marshall.
Yeah, I couldn't. I tried.
That's a lot.
I mean, there was a lot there.
That's a stream of consciousness unlike anything I think I might have ever heard from a caller. Take a breath.
I honestly, I couldn't follow either of his proposals.
It's like Charlie Day and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. So he had an idea for 17 games, but and then you played eight games in London, 4 in Mexico, and you – oh, buddy, it was very difficult to follow that call.
I mean, he held on the line a long time, so I wanted to let him air it out. What? And Ken, I thank you for calling. I'm not entirely clear.
Sorry,
on everything.
Buddy. You,
I think he
you,
wants.
You got
to
know Ken. I think really well to know how what Ken means when he talks to you.
Well, except that I think he probably is living up to the Felger ideal, where he just gets to it and you know delivers.
Doesn't
the point.
Give you a chance to,
but. Boy, oh boy, I couldn't follow all of that.
Okay,
so.
Are we clamoring for more games, NFL? I mean, are fans, I don't know, do we all want more games? Do we think of a 16-game season and then the playoffs and the Super Bowl and go, man, we got shorted on a game or two? Like, I wish there was just one more game.
Point of fact, I would say the opposite is true. Like,
exactly.
How often when you get to, you know, week 15 and your team's played 14 games, do you say, all right, it's enough, let's get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Let's get this done. Now, just as Major League Baseball is never going to lop 2 innings off the end of the game, football is never going to go in the other direction, right? They're never going to, you know, reduce the number of games.
Correct.
So
or they didn't need to.
But I don't get, because here's the thing. The fans that are really, really invested, honestly, a lot of them don't have a problem with preseason football. Like, they will watch that week one preseason game with no starters or starters who come out for a second, and they'll watch that, and they'll come in and they'll call into this radio station afterwards and they'll talk about Ralph Webb or whatever the hell that guy's name was, who had a really good first preseason game for the Patriots, who shockingly amounted to nothing. Like, they'll talk about that guy. They're into that. They're invested, just like you have your what were they called? Camp Crushes?
Camp Crushes.
There
right.
are people, fans aplenty, who will come out of week one of preseason football absolutely sure that their football version of Taco Bell is that's the guy that they're invested in, and he's going to be the guy who makes an impact on their football season. So I don't know where the demand is.
What contingent, what group of people do you think have the biggest issue with preseason football? Is it
the players?
Fans? It's the players.
Yeah.
It's the players. So the owners love preseason football. Why? because they charge the same amount for tickets, and they don't have to pay the players. Players don't get paid for preseason games, right? Your check starts coming after week two of the NFL season. So you're making a lot of money off these preseason games. It's the players, and it just makes it for a longer season. So that's why they're always saying, hey, add two games. We'll take two games off preseason. Here's the thing, though. The guys that play in preseason games aren't the starters anymore. I mean, we're seeing starters play less and less in preseason, more now than ever. They use joint practices as preseason games now, coaches do. Where the guys get work is not in preseason games anymore. The starters get their work in these joint practices that more and more teams are doing now in training camp.
So let me ask you this. If you know who your quarterback's going to be, you know, Tom Brady is going to be starting a quarterback, and you have your receivers, but you have guys fighting for roster spaces during the preseason and training camp. Are those decisions made in the during preseason games, or do you already know from training camp practices and joint practices, do those performances in the games really convince coaches one way or another?
Not as much as you think. Not as much as you think. These joint practices and training camp, and particularly the first 2 weeks of training camp, I think 90% of the roster is already determined. I think 90% of the roster in the first 2 weeks of training camp, and there's no preseason games the first 2 weeks, it's joint practices and a ton of drills and a lot of teamwork. So that you really put these guys through the ringer, and you make, I think, strong determinations on who you want on the roster for 90% of the guys in those first 2 weeks. So I think guys, how they play they're to some degree, it might validate what they were thinking about a player one way or the other, these preseason games. But there's not as much.
It's not as much a decider as we would like to think it is.
Not.
Mike in Woburn, welcome.
Hey, first of all, out on an 18-game NFL season, just for the fact that it would cause them to carry an extra punter or kicker, there should be less kickers, not more. You're still paying Bolesky, Seidenberg, and Backus because ownership demanded a deep playoff run. Then the team was clearly not suited to even make the playoffs, and irrational radio hosts enforced that plan. But my main point, I want bring on the robots, bring on Skynet. I want umpires out from behind the plate. I want computerized strike zones. It'll quicken the game, put C-3PO behind first base, Johnny Five behind second base, Aruma on third and second. I could care less. These guys have to go. I'm done with them. Every week it seems like we see another one of these guys making a fool of themselves, saying stuff like, I can do whatever I want, getting in fights with managers just for the sake of Major League Baseball could save millions of dollars. They pay these guys like $400,000 a year. They get like $400 a day in per diem. We know Joe West is eating every cent of that. And just freaking get rid of them all. Computerized strike zones, speed up the game, and start from there.
All right.
Did he say Johnny Five?
Yeah, he said C-3PO.
Picking the selection of movie robots for Mike from Uber. It's right up his alley.
But he kept saying that the automated electronic strike zone is going to speed up the game.
He wants to remove all the umps.
Okay.
He wants them all gone.
I will say this.
There's a beep when you hit first base. Mike is nothing if not extreme when it comes to some of his opinions.
No question.
In that case, he wants to remove them all. And who knows? Maybe you kill players down the line or so. Like, Mike's got ideas. I'd be on board with some of those. I'm not ready to go quite as far though.
Yeah, that's I would say a little bit too far. But is there been a time? Would you say umpires' reputations or what people think? Just general fans. Maybe Mike. Maybe he echoes the sentiment for a lot of fans, where people are just kind of tired of him.
Like, I definitely think we're there, and it's because they have become more emboldened to insert themselves in a way that I don't think they ever had before. And that's the problem. Like, he and I both referenced that same guy, and I'm told it's Ron Culpa who said to some manager, I can effing do anything I want. And like that, that's not the attitude that these umps are supposed to have. And who knows, maybe they've always had it, but they've been able to kind of restrain themselves a little more. But now they know that if they, you know, if they do this thing, they get on the internet, they get on websites, they get it. And, and so maybe they're attention seeking in the same way that so many people across our society do.
I think they are. Angel Hernandez.
I'm on the field and this guy in front of me and this guy sitting down, people know their names. I want my name out there, too.
Yep. Everybody knows Angel Hernandez's name as an umpire for all the wrong reasons. So that validates your point.
It's not good.
Yep.
Quick break here for Michael Bryan to give us an update on the headlines. And I promise you this, Tom, Nick, and Jason, you're the guys. If you stay there, all three of you will get to talk on the radio and TV after this break right now with Michael Bryan and a couple commercials, 98.5 The Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Listen, you can say a lot of things about me, and a lot of people on Twitter do. As Ted and I were just discussing, people are really mean to me on Twitter. That's fine.
They come after me, too.
But I'm a man of my word.
Hook, who is nice on Twitter?
I mean, nobody is, right? So
cesspool.
You should see some of the things.
I'm not Jim Murray. That's what I found out.
Billy Lanny tweets the worst things at me. He's so mean.
Is he?
Yeah, it's so...
Like low-blow stuff, huh?
Just... I mean, and he knows stuff about me, too, so he gets it... He gets it where
he knows where the bodies are buried, huh?
But all of this is to say that I'm a man of my word, and when I say I'm going to get to Tom, Nick, and Jason, I mean I'm going to get to Tom, Nick, and Jason. They are the last three callers on the Felger and Mazz program today, and we'll start with Tom and Quincy. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey,
Marshall. I haven't really heard anyone talking about this series against the Dodgers this weekend.
Yeah,
this could be the most important series of the year because you're coming out of a break 9-0, right? The two teams in front of you are coming out of the break, and they get the actual suck of the week to go against with Baltimore and Toronto. You get the Dodgers, okay? Now, you have to at least take two. Ideally, you need to sweep, because if you don't sweep or you get swept and you come out of this series down 12 because the Rays and the Yankees sweep their series, I mean – it's not officially done, but I mean, it's going to be a really tough haul. I know we get to play Baltimore and Toronto next week, but if they lose these three games this weekend, that might not even matter.
No. All right, Tom, I get what you're saying. Here's the one thing I get what you're saying in the sheer numbers of you're playing a very, very difficult opponent while the Rays and most notably the Yankees who are in front of you are playing much easier opponents, so it's important for you to win. All I would say to that, you're not wrong about just looking at it from the sheer point of view of the numbers, but you are also playing a team in the National League. Like,
right.
It's hard to say that a team in the National League is going
most
to be an
series.
Opponent with the most important series
right.
when what, how many weeks before you're playing the Yankees again? It's coming up. You're playing the Yankees. You're playing the Rays. You're playing the teams that are directly in front of you in your division.
10 days from
and
now.
In the wild card. So this is an important series. It's definitely difficult for you given the you know vagaries of the schedule. But I think what's coming up is even more important at that point, because that's when you can make direct impacts on those teams in front of you.
Look, it's an important series just, I think, for your confidence, your collective confidence. I mean, this team was playing well going into the All-Star break, or at least it was winning games against Cupcake. So I don't know if it was playing well. It was just doing enough to win inferior competition. You're right. The true test is really starts 10 days from today, when they start a three-game series at Tampa against the Tampa Bay Rays, followed by a four-game homestand against the New York Yankees. After that, all leading up to the July 30th deadline. I mean, they got, as a matter of fact, they actually play Tampa Bay starting July 22nd for three games, then New York for four games. Hell, then they go back and play Tampa Bay for three games and then New York for the next four games. So, I mean, the Dodgers series is important. But my goodness, look at all those division those two division opponents
games,
that are in front of you.
14
games in a row they play against the top two teams in your division. So let's be honest; those are the most important series, or those series.
Nick in the car, welcome.
Thank you for having me on. I want to kind of go through the Celtics lineup that I think is going to start next year, and then I want to tell you.
Do it quickly.
The front court. All right, I'll be quick. All right, so obviously Kemba Walker, an amazing signing. He's going to start the point guard. Jaylen Brown, we have to thrust him in because he's a restricted free agent after this season. I think he's really got to show what he's got. He hasn't really done much, in my opinion, in the regular season, but the postseason, he's been amazing. Mm-hmm. Hayward is X-factor. He can make us phenomenal next year, and he's a player option, so technically it could be a contract year for him. And then the four, Tatum. In the playoffs, I don't think we can play Tatum at the four because we're going to go against Embiid and Horford, which is like 6'10 and 7 foot. And then the Brook Lopez and Giannis is like 2 7-footers in the Bucks. So I don't know who we're going to get at the four because I know Enes Kanter's a lock. $5 million a year is cheap, I think, for that guy. I think he's amazing. So I don't know if it's Grant Williams, Robert Williams. I don't think they're going to be like tough enough to play in the playoffs. So I just kind of want to know your thought process on the power forward in the playoffs and who we bench between like JB, Gordon Hayward, and
Tatum.
Yeah, all right. Bench out those two.
Well done, Nick. Man, got it in a minute.
Yeah, you're not playing Tatum at the four.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to play Tatum at the four. That cake don't bake. Grant Williams,
Daniel
Tice.
Your crush.
Yeah.
My summer league crush, camp crush, is Grant Williams. You know, I don't know who's going to play this. I don't know who's going to start at the four. But it is interesting. You know, does Hayward come off the bench and you start Tatum and Brown and Walker, Grant Williams, Enes Kanter. I mean, Enes Kanter probably is the starting five. I don't know unless Robert Williams just shows them, you know, a lot in summer league and shows them, and it's going into a second year that he can handle that. But I'd prefer Enes Kanter to come off the bench, and that's where Jimmy was suggesting earlier that maybe they're not done making deals before the season, particularly at that front court, that five position.
Jason in Bridgewater.
Hey, Ted. Hopefully you get a full-time job in Boston because you're the best on the radio.
Well, thank you.
Ted has said he will not take any full-time job if I don't also get one with him. I believe that's what Ted said.
You guys are great. So two quick questions for you. I know you played with Andy Katsimoy. What was he like as a player and a person?
Yep.
He was my favorite college football player and kind of fizzled out because of a neck injury. And two early 90s strong safeties such as like Darren Woodson, maybe Steve Atwater. Would those guys nowadays have played linebacker?
Yeah.
With all the passing.
Well, now you're in my wheelhouse. You got me all worked up and excited. I love talking about Andy Katsimoy. I think I always say there's two people that I played with that the game came easy to them, where I'd be in practice and I'd be watching them in practice and I'd be like, they don't even look like they're trying and they're just better than everybody. Andy Katsimoy was one. Terry Glenn was the other one, both from Ohio State, coincidentally. Andy, unfortunately, got a neck injury early in his career and could not shake it. And it was a very difficult time. So he played in a 3-4 defense when Belichick came in 2000. I believe he was brought in 98. Or 97, I think 98, and had a couple of years under his belt with Pete Carroll where we played a 4-3, not as physically demanding as a 3-4, And so Andy was asked to take on guards, put his head in there, and it wasn't working out. So his career was cut short because of injury, unfortunately. Great guy. You know, Andy was a little bit of a recluse, more to himself. I think a little bit socially to some degree, awkward, you know. But as far as pure talent and athletic ability, he had more talent in his, you know, pinky finger than I had in my entire body. He was just such a gifted guy, an athlete. Unfortunately, injury cut his career short. And then, you know, today's – you're talking about Steve Atwater and those guys playing in today's NFL. I think it would be a lot harder because those guys were great in-the-box type of players. And the way the rules are constructed now, I think it would be very difficult to – could they play? Could they adapt? Absolutely. But those guys were big hitters that you mentioned that were known for – you know, intimidating guys with their hits. In today's NFL, we know safeties can't use that as part of the repertoire, if you will.
Christian in Foxborough, you have about 20 seconds. Go.
All right, real quick, Teddy, I know you're a Houston guy. So obviously with D'Antoni's system, they want Chuck Threes, Russell Westbrook, not the greatest three-point shooter. Yeah. How the hell is it going to work out with Westbrook and Harden? Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That's such a great question.
Well done. 14 seconds.
I'm amazed. I don't know how you're going to do it because they're both very ball dominant players. I mean, James Harden, very ball dominant. Mike D'Antoni moved to point guard a couple years ago. Everybody thought he was crazy, and it worked out pretty good. And then Russell Westbrook is not an off guard. I mean, he's ball dominant. So you're right. The formula for the Rockets have always been. Have James Harden get to the rim, get fouled, go to the free throw line, and have a bunch of 3-point shooters around him and do pick and rolls with Clint Capella. That was the formula for success. Bring in Russell Westbrook, another big time isolation guy, gets to the rim a lot, ball dominant. I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work. I don't know because on paper it doesn't look like it's going to work, particularly with the two, I think, personalities. Now they've played together at OKC,
yeah,
right? They, you know, James Harden used to come off the bench with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant there. And so I hope they get along, you know? I mean, I'm a fan of the Rockets just because I grew up there, you know, but I just don't know how it's going to work. But a lot of people thought that the Chris Paul and James Harden wouldn't work, and it did for the most part. I mean, they got to the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago, and then, you know, they bowed out in the second round last year. But for the most part, it didn't work out, the personalities meshing. But on the court, Chris Paul – I know he's a different player than Russell Westbrook, but, you know, both guards and so both ball-dominant kind of guys, they were able to still, you know, make it work. Here's the thing. You're going to have 48 minutes of elite point guard play at all times for the Rockets. So when James Harden's on the bench, you got Russell Westbrook doing his thing and vice versa.
All right, last caller. Here you go. Jason in Rhode Island on the 18-game NFL schedule. What say you?
I think it's a perfect matchup for the Patriots. We have an extremely underwhelming division, and I see it as two free maintenance days. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks.
That's great, except that I will reposition that. I don't know how you do it. I honestly don't know how you do it. I mean, unless you dramatically expand the roster of players. Mm-hmm. Again, I mean, we went through all of this, but who's going to kick field goals on the 2 days that right. – that
there's,
you know,
be the long
Steven
snapper.
Gostkowski is sitting on the bench. And if he misses, whoever that guy is, mm-hmm. Mike O'Brien, if Mike O'Brien goes out
I'm
there.
I'm definitely going to miss.
Yeah. If he goes out there and misses a potential mm-hmm. game-winning field goal, and that affects whether or not you get that first round bye, are you really going to embrace the 18th mm-hmm. season? And you can apply that to every team in the league at a dramatically large different number of positions. Like if you're missing your prime defensive player, your quarterback, you know, your best wideout, your whatever, and you lose a game because of that, and that matters at the end of the year, that's going to matter at the end of the year.
And plus, I mean, you say, oh, weak division, we'll just play our backups against Miami and New York Jets. You think they're not going to load up their roster against the Patriots? Now you're saying, hey, can our backups beat your best roster that the opponents are putting out there?
And you said when the quarterback has to sit for two games, you got the backup quarterback going in. God forbid, what happens if something happens to the backup quarterback in a game? Now you're going down to your third and fourth string quarterbacks. And does anybody want to watch a product where you're watching third and fourth string quarterbacks play? I don't think so.
Stidham.
Final words next.
Jared's going to be good, man.
Michael Felger. Tony Maserati. Felger and Matt.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing,
and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Sir.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final words brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest price on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
So for the final...
it's always fun to do that.
I haven't had a chance to do that.
Nobody. For the final word this week, we send you off into the weekend with Jim Murray's One Big Bag.
It's World Environment Day, people. No more single-use plastic straws.
Murray?
It's this kind of stuff that is turned Tom Brady into every busybody suburban mom who thinks their dumb recycling plan is going to save the planet.
Do you not recycle?
No, I don't. One big bag. You'll never convince me otherwise. I don't care. I'm the one person me. I'm not going to help the planet or change the world by just being me helping to recycle. No, it makes my life easier to put everything in one big bag. The one big bag goes out. Cardboard, glass, the biggest bottles you can find. Put it all in one bag. Tie it all up. That bag goes out.
Look at me and you'll see just one big bag.
And you're like proud of that.
I'll say it loud because I'm proud of being a dick.
Am I proud of it? Not necessarily proud of it. It's just what I do.
You sound proud.
A little bit. Proud of it because I know right now some Save the Earth idiot in their car right now is like, I can't believe this monster. He should be fired. That's right. I don't recycle.
See, we have two of the big rolling ones like everyone else does. One gets trash. One gets recycling. Very simple. It's so easy. No, very simple. There's no extra work, in fact. Glass, plastic, newspaper. You have two cans. Recycling. Trash goes in the trash. The newspaper.
The hell with it. It's all trash. It all goes in one big bag.
Because I'm the trash man.
One big bag.
Yeah, the trash man.
It's really not that hard to do.
It's so easy. And I don't have time for anything.
So, like, you find
so it's pretty common sense.
You find it tedious to, like, rinse out a takeout food container.
I will never do that.
Because you don't have the time.
No, I don't.
Because you're busy.
Smoking pot and petting your cat. Right.
Murray, you've got a hashtag going here once you look at your Twitter.
Oh?
One big bag.
Trash.
You know, I have
fantastic.
I have known Jim Murray for longer than both of us have worked here, going back many, many years. I like Jim Murray. There are many, many things on which he and I do not agree, and this would be one. And I guess that makes me one of those what did he call me? Save the world idiots or something. Like, I'm not advocating for him to get fired. I don't know, unless I get his job. But beyond that, I'm not advocating for him to get fired. But it's not hard.
It's not hard to put in the recycling bin. I'm with you on this. I'm not going to die on the hill for it, but it's, I'm with you on this, Marshall.
Oh, one big bag. Yeah, you're see, one big you're bag.
An idiot in your car right now. Is like, I can't believe this monster. He should be fired. That's right. I don't recycle.
I don't know. Working every day with Mike Felger might be one of those be careful what you wish for kind of things.
You got that right, Marshall. So, you got that right.
Ted.
Enjoyed it, man. That was fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. You and I will not be together this weekend.
I'll be on tomorrow with Ryan Johnston from 2 to 5. We're going to be at the Lowell Spinners Complex.
And I, in fact, will be on tomorrow with Chris Gasper.
Oh, how fun.
Chris Gasper and I will be on together from 11 to 2. Mike O'Brien, I assume you'll be on all over the weekend.
I'm actually in Philadelphia this weekend. I'll see you Monday morning.
But you and I are together a week from Sunday. We'll be back in our normal time slot. But coming up next, hey, Marshall, what do you got coming up on the Baseball Reporters? I'll tell you, Marshall, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about baseball. That's going to happen right after Mike O'Brien gives us an update on the headlines. Then he and I are going to stick around for an extra hour of talking about baseball on the Baseball Reporters. Thanks for tuning in to the Felger Mass program. I'll be back with you in mere moments. And again, headlines with O'Brien here and more after that.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's #1 sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.